The towels were spread in the workhouse hall. Our caps were hung up on the whitey brown wall. We'd hotions of soup and nothing to pay for keeping our Christmas holiday. We'd a baron of beef and pudding beside. A beautiful one, it was Mrs. Bright. We feasted our eyes with the pudding and beef, but as for our bellies, 'twas all make-believe. For the poor workhouse boy, oh, the poor workhouse boy. I'm tired, cried one of the soup, I'm sick, but stop here a minute, I'll play him a trick. Bill Lovell, says he, will you come and go, where the pudding is it, I thinks I know. Away he ran and his pal began the washhouse to search and the larder to scan. And Bill Lovell cried, now where do you hide? I can't find a pudding nor you beside. Oh, the poor workhouse boy, oh, the poor workhouse boy. He sought him next night and he sought him next day. He sought him in vain when a week passed away. On the pantiles, the cellars, the coal, oh, why not? Bill Lovell sought wildly but found him not. A month flew by and his grief at last was just like a story of woe long past. But Billy still wept o'er his lonesome lot, for his pal he felt certain had gone to pot. Oh, the poor workhouse boy, oh, the poor workhouse boy. The soup copper was cleaned out once a year. The mops and the birch brooms were all brought near. They put out the fire, they looked all around. And what do you think in the copper was found? A little boy's coat and a small tooth comb showed very well that was a poor boy's tomb. He had lost his way and like poor Lovell too, he'd been for a month in a terrible stew. Oh, the poor workhouse boy, oh, the poor workhouse.